Morning, everybody. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind. The lighting is off. It kind of looks like it's dark out, but it's definitely Monday morning here. It is March the 4th, and what I wanted to talk about today is the fact that I'm running my first ever giveaway. So I started it yesterday. It's going to run Sunday to Friday, and you can go to solopreneurgrind.com/giveaway if you want to join that. And I wanted to talk a little bit about why I'm doing it and, you know, some of the potential benefits and drawbacks. So, like I said, my first time running one, I don't even have products or services to sell. But what I am trying to do is kind of build the brand and the following of Solopreneur Grind. And so over the last few weeks, been thinking of different ways to do that. And if you have a budget that you're trying to use, the other thinking is, okay, well, how what's the cheapest way I can get the most new followers, so to speak, whether that be, you know, Facebook group members, email list subscribers, podcast subscribers, YouTube subscribers, whatever it is, right? So number one is, what do you want? You know, which following do you want to grow? And then what do you think is the cheapest way to get the most amount of those people? And then it's just a matter of testing, right? If you have any relation to digital marketing, excuse me as I take a sip. If you do or have thought about doing any digital marketing, you'll know how much testing comes into play, right? I mean, the beautiful part of it is there is no right answer. You can't say Facebook ads are across the board the cheapest way to get followers or to get ad clicks or to get whatever. Giveaways are the cheapest way to get followers or email opt-ins or whatever. You can come up with a hypothesis, but then it's all about testing it, right? So the last few weeks been trying a few things. I put out content. So there's free and there's paid, right, in terms of finding ways to get followers. You can go organic free ways like putting out content like this, YouTube videos, podcast episodes, Instagram posts, Facebook page stuff, where you're hoping that the content is good enough that, well, A, you'll get enough attention to have people watch it, and then B, they'll like it enough to come back or sign up or join the group or whatever the action is. The other option is to pay for it, right? So whether that be ads or a giveaway or, you know, maybe promote a challenge or something like that. So I've run some Facebook ads for a few reasons. Number one is I enjoy it. I think Facebook ads are super important, and it's an easy and cheap way to kind of learn that part of, you know, business, so to speak. Because social media marketing, paid advertising, isn't going anywhere, and as the great Gary Vee likes to say, it's at an all-time low right now. So get in while it's cheap before the prices skyrocket. So I've tested paid ads. Obviously, I put out content. I put out YouTube videos, podcast. I have an Instagram account. Not crazy about Instagram. I might do an episode on why I don't, but it just doesn't kind of align with me. So, you know, and I'm always reading about different strategies and new things. And I saw people doing giveaways, and I thought, huh, that could be an interesting way to at least compare it to paid ads, right? So with Facebook, especially, or Instagram, and Google and stuff like that, you can still give you all the data. You know, you paid 10 bucks for this three, you know, for a day or two or whatever, 50 bucks over a week. Here's how many people clicked. Here was the cost per click, et cetera, et cetera. When you run a paid ad, when you run a giveaway, you can do the same thing. Okay, well, I'm giving away, in this case, it's $100 in Amazon gift cards and a free coaching package. That's not a dollar cost per se, but it's a time cost. So, you know, $100 plus the dollars I'm spending to promote it. So that'll come to, let's just say, $200, and you end up getting 200 entrants, just to keep math easy. Well, that's a dollar per, right? So if that's cheaper than what I'm paying to get emails, in this case, my goal is email subscribers. Want to build my email list. That's kind of where I put out my best content. That's where I feel the most personal with the audience. I want to build the email list. So anyways, if I'm getting one email address per $1 spent through a giveaway, but Facebook's costing me $1.50, well, then I have my answer. Or if Facebook's costing me 75 cents, I have my answer. I know which one to go with. So that's kind of it at a very basic level. I think in another episode, I'll go into more details on the different types of paid ads you can go, how to test, you know, the important elements of each. But we hit the 5-minute mark, and you know that I don't want to keep you for too much more than 5 minutes every morning. So anyways, if you want to join the contest, it's only running till Friday, March the 8th. So if you're listening or watching this after, don't even bother going to the link unless I have a new giveaway up at that time. But anyways, solopreneurgrind.com/giveaway. I'll put it in the description. If this is after March the 8th, then you're a little too late. Anyways, happy Monday. Have a good one, and we'll talk soon.